That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Walking in South St. Louis finds a man in an alley after he was shot. We're getting details from police on this latest murder in the city of St. Louis.
Dangerous and damaging weather cuts across our southern counties for the second day in a row. The mess left behind this morning.
And a message from a police officer who says he's seeing more parents not buckling their children up in the car.
A live look from our Renew by Anderson camera, the Chess Club Hall of Fame. In the Central West End at 4:59 on this Thursday.
Good morning to you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. It's May 9th. You're watching Fox 2 News at 5 a.m.
All right, we're going to get a check on your weather forecast. Time to dry out, Angela Huddy.
And we need it. We need a break. We need to dry out. We need to clean up the mess in some spots here this morning. Lots of wind damage and hail reports. Folks are going to be checking that out in the daylight today. Getting up, get that coffee, tea, whatever your favorite morning beverage is. And enjoy. Temperatures are in the low 60s this morning. Skies are partly to mostly cloudy for now, but I do think we get some sunshine through the day. There's a little kind of low ceiling out there in spots behind all that rain, so maybe even a little touch of fog in spots, but no major visibility problems this morning. Just keep that in mind as you hit the road. We're going to warm things up, but not as warm as we've been lately, and we'll talk about just how long we can keep the dry weather around coming up in just a couple of minutes.
All right, taking 270 through Creve Coeur this morning. I've got good news for you at the 5 a.m. hour. Our road work between 64 and Olive Boulevard, well, it's wrapping up. Let's go ahead and check on things right at Ladue. That's in the middle of our work zone. Things starting to build in your southbound direction, but go ahead and expect this to get even lighter. Heading south toward town, down towards Sunset Hills, speeds around 63 right at 44. That'll continue as you move towards your 255 interchange in Melville. Let's go ahead and keep in mind at 6 a.m. you're going to have some issues moving over Jefferson Barracks. We've got signal work, though I'm not seeing that slow you down if you're taking 55 up towards the city this morning. Speeds sitting around 65. That'll continue if you're hopping on 64 moving through the city. Blair, John.
Thank you, Calista. Developing this morning in South St. Louis. St. Louis police working the city's latest homicide. A man found shot in an alley.
Let's go to Fox 2's Chris Renier. He is downtown. He's been talking with authorities. And Chris, what are they telling you?
John, good morning to you. Blair, good morning to you as well. We are just outside of police headquarters this morning here on Olive. Homicide detectives have been called in and are taking the lead in this investigation. The details still unfolding at this hour. Let's take you straight to the scene there in South St. Louis. Police responding to the 7300 block of Virginia about 2 o'clock this morning. That is in the Carondelet neighborhood of South City. Officers rushing to that area after, I'm told, police received the call from someone who found a man lying in an alley just off of Virginia. When officers got to the scene, they discovered a 33-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to his eye. We're told he was not conscious or breathing at that scene. That man rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. At this point, authorities have not yet released the man's name who was killed. That information could come a little bit later today. We also don't know a motive yet for the shooting. Authorities tell me at this hour, no suspects in custody in connection with this case. You are asked to call police if you have any information. Here are the latest numbers now for you. This is at least the 58th homicide so far this year in the city of St. Louis. Last year, during this same week, there were 53 murders. For now, live downtown, Chris Renier, Fox News.
Thank you, Chris. Lightning strikes a DeSoto house and then sends an electrical plug flying right into the homeowner's face.
Yeah, scary situation. Fox News' Jeff Bernthal reports people through Jefferson County are now dealing with hail damage as well.
Mark and Cheryl Holdinghouse were just about to head downstairs.
It happened so fast.
A huge flash of light, probably like the brightest I've ever seen.
And then it was like a gunshot.
And I felt something hit my face, and it's like, I told my wife, I said, I think it was the heat from the lightning. It burnt me. And I went like this, and I had blood just gushing out of my face.
Mark and Cheryl say the plug from a small vacuum shot out of this socket.
That's like what exploded and hit me in the back of the leg.
When the lightning hit, it blew this apart.
Another plug resting on the fireplace shattered as well.
We were lucky that it didn't hit Mark in the eye, because that could have been a lot worse.
We were ready, and it just, this was the very last thing I thought was going to happen.
More traditional storm damage could be found in other parts of Jefferson County, where there are dense, and more dense.
It started with little pea-sized hail, and within 2 minutes went to size of my palm.
The owner of Wildy Lawn Service has two work trucks with damage, and hail even peppered the side of his trailer.
It looked like it snowed, literally. I mean, it was 4 inches, 5 inches deep in places.
Another area resident said the size of the hail just kept growing.
The sky got real dark. The winds turned from the west to the east, and that's when this hail got real large.
And that was Fox News' Jeff Bernthal reporting. Meanwhile, people in Sullivan, they're recovering from two rounds of severe weather.
Yeah, they had a tornado on Tuesday and then major flooding on Wednesday. Fox News' Max Deeknight shows you how that's impacting the roads.
People here in Sullivan have seen a little bit of everything these past 2 days. Wednesday's severe weather toppled trees, littered roadways with debris, and brought a lot of water with them, too. Severe storms again slammed Franklin and Crawford counties, leading to flash flooding and toppling trees like this one here in Sullivan. These pictures should give you an idea of just how strong the wind gusts were here on Wednesday. This is what we experienced as we drove into town around 5 o'clock, pouring rain, even some hail, but mostly a whole lot of water. All of that water had to go somewhere. Multiple waves of heavy rain overwhelmed Sullivan's storm drains, flooding out streets like this one, covering multiple roadways. Just look at this pond that formed over a roadway right in the heart of town. By the time we got here, all of that water was still working its way into the creek system. East of town, hail scattered debris across Highway K and damaged the siding on this home off Chapel Hill Road. All of it coming just a day after an EF1 tornado devastated this local business and caused damage around Highway 185, an area that also experienced flash flooding on Wednesday. And despite the severe weather we've seen in this area over the last 2 days, there have been no reports of injuries. Reporting in Sullivan, Missouri, Max Deeknight, Fox 2 News.
All right, please reduce your driving speed. That is the plea from the Urban League this morning of Metro St. Louis and the Regional Business Council. They are launching their Slow Down St. Louis awareness campaign. More than 40% of traffic deaths, they say, between 2017 and 2021 in Missouri involved speeding. In the St. Louis region alone, speeding drivers were involved in 107 traffic deaths in 2021. This initiative focuses on specific neighborhoods and roads where speeding is way too common. The Urban League says those top five speeding corridors are West Florissant Avenue in St. Louis City, Delwood Highway 367, Halls Ferry Road near Castle Point, and Chambers Road in Bell Fountain Neighbors. Police, the Urban League, and reckless driving victims are going to launch this campaign at 10 o'clock this morning. They're going to be at O'Fallon Park on the West Florissant Avenue side.
More than a dozen corrections officer candidates graduate from the St. Louis Department of Justice Services today. Four officers will be promoted. The ceremony is at 1 this afternoon at the Clayton Administration Building. Well, today you can support your favorite St. Louis brewery while helping people in need. The American Red Cross and 22 breweries team up for the Battle of the Breweries Blood Drive. Donors get a free t-shirt and a token for a free item from the brewery to use at a later date. There are 8 places to donate blood. A few of those are the Mid-County YMCA in Brentwood, Red Cross Center in Florissant, and the Embassy Suites in St. Charles. Go to the Red Cross website, use the sponsor code BREWERYBATTLE to schedule your appointment. That event goes from 1 to 6 today. It's also the 10th annual Give STL Day.
More than 1,000 charities are accepting donations throughout the day. There are charities for community improvement, education support for victims of crime, food insecurity, homelessness, animal shelters, veterans, so many more. As of now, more than $671,000 has been donated to 666 organizations. Give STL Day will continue until 10 tomorrow morning. To donate, simply go to givestlday.org.
It is 5:08 right now. Things have calmed down. Finally, Angela's been really busy checking those radars for you guys. Do we have enough rain now, Angela?
We are better, yes, okay. For sure. We talked a lot about drought late last year, even early this year. And then finally here, kind of the spring rains have come in late April and into May. We've already had one round of some minor flooding. And I do think we'll see a little pop on the rivers, not only because we've had more rain here in St. Louis, but because of the rain upstream as well. Here's that power Doppler view. Nice to be quiet. But again, that zone of strongest storms along and south of I-70 yesterday with all the hail, high wind reports, wind damage reports yesterday, and concerns about tornadoes. And it's in that same zone where the radar is estimating anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rainfall, including in the Sullivan area you just saw there from Max's report. Radar estimates in and around Sullivan of about 4 inches of rainfall with those heavy downpour storms yesterday. So that water just comes down too fast. It overwhelms the streams. It overwhelms the drainage systems, and we see that flash flooding. Now, as those storms move out, that water will recede, but now that water is making its way from the smaller streams and creeks into the rivers. So here's a look at the Merrimack River over the next couple of days, and do notice that there will be expected to be a little pop in those stream level as we go through the next couple of days as this kind of rainwater pushes on through. Highest level expected to be maybe in the Valley Park area with a crest on Saturday at about 3 feet above flood stage. Again, no major flooding, but some of those low-lying roadways may get covered up as these rivers pop once again. Otherwise, it's quiet. Sparta hit hard by a storm late yesterday in the day. Randolph County seeing some big hail in spots. Temperatures this morning, mid-60s, 66 officially at Lambert Airport. Storm system pulls away, takes the clouds away with it, and we'll see some sunshine today. A little breeze this afternoon as well, highs in the mid-70s. Little secondary front, little trough we call it, drops in overnight tonight. This is midnight. Notice it wants to bring in a little bit of cloud cover overnight and wants to squeeze out a sprinkle or two towards daybreak, but no major rain, no major storms. That will clear out tomorrow. We'll actually be a little bit cooler behind that front. Highs in the 60s and 70s. Very spring-like cool day tomorrow. So today, those clouds this morning give way to mostly sunny skies. Highs around 75 degrees. Tonight, those clouds kind of roll back in. We'll watch for a spot sprinkle in the early morning hours. 50s out the door. Low 50s tomorrow morning. More quiet weather ahead. Skies clear on Friday. 70 degrees, 74 and sunny on Saturday. Great few days ahead. Mother's Day doesn't look too bad as well. Be a little warmer for Mom's Day. Highs near 80.